They were higher than this ceiling.
Oh, about maybe 12.
Let's see, they were about high as the ceiling out there. Out there.
Mm-hmm. About 12.
In front.
Yeah. I think it'd be about 12 feet, 12.
I suppose, I don't know. But it was high, it was pretty high. It was kind of like it was built in an arch. Come down. You know how the house is built and it slants down?
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
up and down like that. Uh-huh. You can see it in the angle.
How is it heated in the wintertime?
We had gas.
You had gas?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a furnace? I mean, like, or was it in...
Oh,
like
the stove.
Gas stove?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Stove.
Yeah. You know, houses that have fireplaces, what do you call that thing on the side of the house that the smoke goes through?
Chimney.
See, I told you they're easy. and when you have a fireplace, what do you call the open place and the floor on the in front of the fireplace?
I have no idea.
You ever heard of a hearth?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Mm-hmm.
Would you call it that? You call it a...
I wouldn't call it because we didn't have a fireplace.
No, but I mean, if you were going to call somebody else, if you saw one at somebody else's house, you'd say they had a...
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know hard. Okay. Do you know what they used to call those... Do you know what they call those metal things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across? You ever heard of anything called fire dogs or dog irons or anything like that?
I know where the mantel is on the fireplace.
Oh, you know that, though. Yeah. Okay, good. That was going to be my next question. You answered it for me. You're really good. Yeah, that's my next question, was the mantle, as a matter of fact. Okay, what would you call a big piece of wood that you'd put in the fireplace?
Log.
I told you there is. How about little pieces of wood that you'd use to start a fire?
Let's see. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. It's not scrap wood. It's another name for it. I know what you're talking about, though, but I can't call it.
Kindling
wood.
What do you call the black stuff that forms on in the inside of a furnace or a stove or a fireplace?
Soot.
And how about the stuff that you have to clean out after you burn the
coal.
Okay, and then if you're burning wood, you have to clean out the...
Ashes.
What do you call the things we're sitting in right now?
Chairs.
I know it's easy, little girl. You remember yesterday we were talking about like a long kind of a chair that people would sit in. What would you call that?
A couch.
Okay. Or maybe a...
Divan or a sofa.
You think older people use the word divan more?
Mm-hmm.
That
divan.
Divan, yeah, you've heard them use that. And then, you know, we were talking about a piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it.
Shiffle.
Yeah.
Highboil. A chest.
What about if it had a mirror over it? What would you call it?
I call it a dresser.
Then you'd call it a dresser.
Right.
Yeah. Well, now, would a chest and a highboil and shiffle pretty much kind of be the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Just different names for it, yeah. Okay. If you were talking about things like tables and chairs and sofa and all that, you'd call that?
Furniture.
What do you call the things that you pull down at the window that you...
Drapes.
Okay. And what about those things that are on rollers that people pull down?
Blinds.
Blinds, maybe. Would blinds be on rollers? How about shades, window shades?
Oh, yeah, shades.
Would that be the same as blinds?
No. Blinds are... Venetian blinds are iron.
Yeah, right. They have the strips.
And individuals,
individual, right.
On a string.
Yeah. This is fun. What would you call just a little place that's